Why is that? Because he was a man that sought to honor God in his life. He was a young man that knew God had a plan for his life. And that these hard things along the way weren't interrupting God's plan at all. The Lord was with Joseph. Again, in verse 3, we read the Lord was with him again. And then in verse 21, we read, but the Lord was with Joseph. No matter where Joseph was, the Lord was with Joseph. He wasn't alone. Joseph was never alone. He was never without God. He was never without hope. God was always with him, working his plan. Why was Joseph in Egypt? God was in the process of building a great nation. The nation of Israel, which, by the way, to this day, as you've heard pastors say, those are God's people. And there's a lot of nations out there that would dust that little patch of land over there as soon as they could, if God would let them. Many nations hate Israel. Man, I wouldn't want to be on the side of somebody that hates God's people. And I can't point at which one and tell you which one of them is honoring the Lord. I can't tell you that. I know one thing. God's promise is on those people. And those that rise up against those people, God will destroy. God chose to do his work in Egypt. To build the nation, he chose to build them in Egypt. Though Joseph seemed to be out of place, God was working all along to accomplish his plan. If you're one of God's children, God is with you. No matter where you may be, the Lord is with you. He has brought you to this place to do a wonderful work in your life. The Lord is with us. He is guiding us, protecting us, and caring for us each step of the way. The Lord was with Joseph in the hour of loneliness. Chapter 37 and verse 13. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said unto him, here am I. And he said unto him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flock, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And certain men found him. Verse 15, and certain men found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brother. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flock. And the man said, they are departed thence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. We read this account of Joseph, his brethren selling him to the Ishmaelites. Initially, they were going to kill him. Reuben, the firstborn, stepped up and said, no, let's don't kill him. Let's throw him in his pit. Reuben wanted later to deliver him. Reuben was certainly surprised when he came back. He wasn't there. What in the world happened? Well, they decided to sell the boy to the Ishmaelites. Imagine, now here we have a 17-year-old boy. A 17-year-old boy who had a vision that God was going to raise him up to do a great work someday. To me, 17 years old is pretty young. It's pretty young. And yet here's a man focused on what God would have for his life. Imagine the 17-year-old boy leaving the safety of his father's side and being sold into bondage. How lonely Joseph certainly could have felt. Certainly could have felt. How lonely I would feel. Sold, gone, nobody around me. total strangers, sold by those that I love. Joseph loved them. You never see anything in Joseph's life where he didn't love those boys. We don't see that. We certainly see where they didn't love him. Joseph loved those boys. Joseph was alone. Joseph was carried away from his homeland, but the Bible records, in Joseph's hour of loneliness, the Lord was with him. Hebrews 13:5, our memory verse, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's a truth that you and I need. And we need to hang on to that and hold it close to our hearts. Because there's times when that truth is going to be what's going to deliver us and help us through. That I would never leave thee nor forsake thee. Who's saying that? Dan Priori? Good heart, but maybe not able to execute what God can execute? No. The God of all creation is saying that. The God of all creation is saying. God brings us through times of loneliness and times when it seems as if no one really cares. Then we realize how much he does care. And we know that he is with us each step of the way. The Lord was with Joseph, secondly, in the hour of uncertainty. Turn me to Proverbs 27:1. Keep your finger in Genesis. We'll be back to it. Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what tomorrow holds for us. We don't know. Sunshine, rain, we don't know what it holds. Happiness, sadness. We don't know what it holds. We can't control it. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Plenty of uncertainty if we don't trust Jesus Christ. Plenty of uncertainty if we don't trust the Lord. Joseph trusted the Lord. Joseph lived through a time of not knowing exactly what was going to happen to him. I'm sure as he got thrown down in that pit, you think, what are you guys doing? And then as he got sold, what's he thinking? What are you guys doing? Certainly felt alone. What was going to happen? 17-year-old boy, what's going to happen to me, Lord? What about these great plans that you had? You've told me about these plans. What about these plans? Genesis 39 and verse 1. Genesis 39. In verse 1, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. We find that God in his providence, that God's providence with Joseph was sold as a slave to Potiphar, the captain of the guard. God bless the house of Potiphar for Joseph's sake. We see there where no matter where Joseph went, God's blessing was upon him because he trusted the Lord and he honored God. And people around him saw that God's blessing was upon him. So as soon as they'd hire him, they'd see his abilities, they'd put him in charge. They'd see God's blessing on him and they'd put him in charge of everything they had. In the moment when we don't know what to do or where to turn, we must put our faith and trust in Christ. He is with us in the hour of uncertainty. True, as we learn from Joseph's life, that God is with us no matter where we go, no matter what's going on in our lives, working his plan, working his will. When God has his hand on someone, others see it. And others certainly saw the blessing of God on Joseph's life. Then thirdly, the Lord was with Joseph in the hour of temptation. The hour of temptation. temptation. Throughout my life, many temptations have come. Many I've failed. I've failed my God on many of them. We read in Genesis 39, verse 7, Genesis 39, verses 7 through 15. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater than I in his house, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness against God?" Now the sin of your life may not be this sin right here that he was facing. The sin of your life is something different. It's different in each one of our lives. Each one of us fight different battles with the flesh. Each one of us fight different battles. Whatever your battle is, the devil's got a good plan. And his plan is to make available to you whatever your temptation is. His plan is to link you up with that, hook you up with that. That's his plan. At your worst possible time. My tolerance levels are low when I'm tired. When I get tired, my tolerance levels drop, and I'm not as patient and long-suffering with folks as I should be. And what we've got to understand is in hours of spiritual weakness, that's when we're vulnerable. That's when we're vulnerable. Whatever our temptations are, I don't know what yours are, but whatever they are, in those times of spiritual tiredness is when you're going to find that the devil will bring things. Joseph received temptation from Potiphar's wife many times. The devil wants to bring together your weakness with evil temptation. He wants to bring that together. He wants to make that happen. This is what he sought to do in Joseph's life. But the Lord was with Joseph in his hour of temptation. And Joseph did right. Joseph fled. Joseph fled. You may be in the devil's web. And it may seem as if you are caught and cannot get out. But if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, God lives in you. And you have the power of the Holy Spirit available to overcome temptation. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. We may be able to bear it. He has a plan. God has a way out. God is faithful. Then fourthly, the Lord is with Joseph in the hour of great disappointment. Joseph was faithful to God when other men would have yielded, would have given in. I mean, after all, Joseph wasn't at home. Nobody here knew who he was. The family wasn't there. Nobody else was there. Who'd know? His God would know. That's why it says there, he said, "How can I do this great wickedness against who?" Against who? Against God. Not against her, not against himself, not against Potiphar, not against anybody else, but against God. Why? Because God alone is holy. God alone is worthy. Joseph was faithful to God when no other men, when other men would have yielded. What did he receive for his faithfulness? We find out in Genesis 39:16. 39:16 through 20. "And she laid up his garment by her until the Lord had come home, till her Lord had come home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me and mocked me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left, and his garment is with me, and he fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, that she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. Here again, a young man, God had a plan for him. He knew God was going to use him for something. In the pit, sold into this house, accused of wrongfully, put in prison, 17-year-old man. How would you and I do, even at our ages now? Tossed in jail, accused of something, trumped up charges and being held for them. Lord, what are you doing? But God had a plan in Joseph's life. We never see that Joseph ever complained against the plan that God had for him. Joseph never complained. God had a plan. Potiphar's wife lied. Joseph was cast into prison. This was a time of great disappointment for Joseph. But the Bible says in Genesis 39 and verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The Lord was with him. We may be disappointed by others, but the presence of God can sustain us. The presence of God needs to sustain us. Psalm chapter 3 and verse 5. Psalm chapter 3 verse 5. I laid me down and slept. I awaked. Why? Because the Lord sustained me. What a truth. What a comfort to lay down at night with and not have to worry. That it's going to be okay. I laid me down and slept. I awaked. Why? Because God sustained me. What a truth. God will sustain you. God sustained Joseph. God had a plan for Joseph. Some of the way was hard, but Joseph never wavered from honoring God in his life and fulfilling that plan. All right, let's do the questions. Get out your questions. Guys, there's more of us here now. Let's do girls against the guys one more time here. Okay? What did Potiphar recognize about Joseph? First hand up, ma'am. Lord was with him. Everybody around Joseph recognized that the Lord was with him. All right, get speedy hands here, guys. Get ready. How do you think Joseph felt on his way to Egypt? You can say anything here. Good. Go ahead. Probably felt lonely. Anybody else have any other words? Ma'am, both of you. Okay. Okay, anybody else? How do you feel? Sir? Confused. Yeah. Lord, what are you doing? I know you got a plan. Okay, excellent. Anybody else? Yes. Hurt? Okay. Abandoned? Yeah. By his brothers. Yes, sir. Do you have an answer? Has that boy got an answer? Forsaken. He certainly did. Very good. Forsaken. Excellent. Nice job. Okay, anybody else? Genesis 39:1. Who became Joseph's master? I need a hand. Girls, man, girls all the time. Go ahead. Amy. Potiphar. Okay. How is he described? Sir. Oh. An Egyptian. Excellent. All three of those. Excellent. He was an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, and Egyptian. Why did God bless the house of Joseph's master? Ma'am. for Joseph's sake. According to verse 10, how often did Joseph suffer temptation by Potiphar's wife? Man. Day by day. What was Joseph's response to her? Sir. He refused. He didn't hearken unto her. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Okay, he did not hearken. What is the basis? 1 Corinthians 10:13, what is the basis for our resisting temptation? The faithfulness of God. Amen. The faithfulness of God. Praise the Lord. I hope you're doing your lessons. I hope you're finding them to be a blessing as this takes you closer to God and His Word. Pray for Sharon and I. We're going to be traveling here in a little bit to Connecticut to see our son. What? Wow. I thought, turn my mic on after all of that. Okay, it did work. Okay. Thank you very much for coming. I hope you find this to be a blessing. If you get hung up during the week on one of these questions or something, sometimes the answers or the references are wrong every now and then. If you ever have a question, call me. My phone's on all the time.